Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session back into regular session.
So move.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to come out of executive session to regular session. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. I would like to ask the following councilman to continue in their appointments as they have in the past year. Mr. Finley Jones has been our representative on the Soil Conservation District. Mr. Lynn Rogers has been our representative to the Delaware League of Local Governments. And I will help you out if there's times it doesn't suit you to go. You let me know and I'll take that. And I would like to ask Mr. Phillips and Mr. Rogers to be our representatives on the Sussex County Land Trust. Airport Committee, Mr. Rogers, the Pension Committee, Mr. Jones, and the NACO Board of Directors will be Mr. Jones again. I think that's all we need, Robin. Rules of procedure. We have a copy of those here.
Mr. Dukes, we also have the appointments for the county attorneys.
I'm sorry. Yes, we do. We better make this legal. Okay. You got the motions there somewhere. I got them here. Okay, good. Mr. Baker.
We have, as per last year, we have motions to appoint Mr. James D. Griffin as county attorney and attorney for the Sussex County Council for the year 2007. Mr. Robertson is assistant county attorney and attorney for the Planning and Zoning Commission for 2007. And Mr. Richard E. Burrell, Jr. is assistant county attorney and attorney for the Board of Adjustment for year 2007. And also to appoint Rebecca L. Trefilis as assistant county attorney and David R. Hackett as assistant county attorney for the year 2007. They are also with Griffin and Hackett.
Mr. Griffin, can we do all four of these together?
I think last year you probably did them
one at a time.
Okay,
gentlemen, I need a motion to appoint Mr. James D. Griffin, attorney for the council.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by.
Second.
I mean,
Phil, that's good.
That's right. You moved, haven't you, Mr. Jones? Seconded by Mr. Phillips. I'll get your names right.
Where they used to be.
They're new to me, so I'm not. I just met them. Just met them tonight, so I've got to find out what their names are. To appoint Mr. James D. Griffin as the attorney for the Sussex County Council. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
You're on a roll.
Got that one right. I need a motion to appoint Mr. Vincent G. Robertson as assistant county attorney, and he will cover the planning and zoning.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Rogers made the motion. Mr. Jones made the second to appoint Vincent G. Robertson. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. I need a motion to appoint Mr. Richard E. Burrell, Jr. as the assistant county attorney and also to the Board of Adjustments for the year 2007.
Attorney for the Board of Adjustments.
Attorney for the Board of Adjustments, yes. Not as a member, I'm sorry.
You get a lot less pay, that one.
Yes.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to appoint Richard E. Burrell, Jr. as Assistant County Attorney and Attorney for the Board of Adjustments. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. And I need another motion to appoint Rebecca L. Trefilis and Mr. David R. Hackett as Assistant County Attorneys and I presume they would cover. They could cover either one, planning, zoning, or Board of Adjustments,
in the
or County Council.
Mr. Robertson or I are not available.
Okay. Or Mr. Burrell.
Or Mr. Burrell.
They cover all three of them. Okay. Need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to appoint Rebecca L. Trefilis and David R. Hackett as Assistant County Attorneys for year 2007. Mr. Cahill.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Okay, is that all, Mr. Baker?
Need to adopt the rules of procedure.
Right, that's next on the agenda. Gentlemen, you have the rules of procedure, and they are the same as last year. and they're different from what I sent, think was sent out in the packet. The different changes is section 17.5. Any questions? Any?
This is what we operated on under in 2006.
Yes.
Okay. We did made change.
We do have a couple minor suggestions. If
let's hear them.
Noticed here first.
Okay.
Under 2.2, which is on page 2, it says regular business meetings shall convene at 10 a.m. And we are suggesting a change there. Regular business meetings shall convene every Tuesday at 10 a.m. except on the second Tuesday of each month. The meeting shall convene at 6:30 p.m.
Why don't we just say regular business meetings shall convene on Tuesdays? Period.
That's true.
That'd be the easiest way. Then we're not locked into a time. Wouldn't that make better sense?
Fine with me.
Where are we sending the motion?
Shall convene on Tuesdays.
Somebody needs to make a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Change 2.2.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones, to change 2.2 to just read that all regular meetings will be scheduled for Tuesdays. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Baker.
And the next is on page 7, number 10.9. It says there, upon the adoption of an ordinance, the clerk of the county council shall assign a permanent number to the ordinance and shall publish the ordinance in its entirety with a notice of its adoption. What we would like to do is change that and publish the ordinance title and delete from that in its entirety so that we're not responsible for publishing the whole thing over and again after you approve
right.
it. Just the title.
Right.
Everybody agree?
Yes.
Need a motion?
To a motion.
People can still come to our websites and pull these.
Yes.
Are they mm-hmm. going to be
on
in
the
their entirety on our website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of this is to save some money with advertising or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
To change 10.9 of the rules of procedure to delete in its entirety and put the ordinance title with notice of its adoption. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Anything else? Yes. Gentlemen, I would ask you, it says in here about being courteous. Mm-hmm. One council member speaking at a time. I know sometimes in the heat of discussion and debate, two, sometimes three maybe are speaking at a time. It's hard to understand. It's hard for the people in the audience, so it's just common courtesy, and I would ask you to remember that and speak to myself first because I am guilty of that myself at times. So let's just be respectful for each other.
I have one further request. That we adopt the Mason's Manual. Did we do that yet?
No.
No.
I make that motion. Mason's Law.
As our parliamentary guide, parliamentary rules.
Right.
Second that.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Jones, to adopt the Mason's Rules of Order, I think it's called.
Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure.
Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure as our guidebook that we go by. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Okay. Approval of minutes. We have a number of them here. We have the minutes for December the 5th. Any questions? I'm sure everybody's read every word of it. It's only about 30 pages long.
Give or take a couple.
Give or take a couple. Any questions or comments on the minutes for December the 5th? If not, entertain a motion to approve them.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes for December the 5th, 2006. As presented, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. You also have minutes of December the 12th, 2006, 6:30 p.m. night meeting. Any changes, additions, corrections?
We'll approve the minutes in written form.
That motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes of December the 12th, 2006. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Okay, correspondence. Mr. Griffin?
We have quite a number of items, but I'll try to go through them quickly. First, a letter from the Downtown Seaford Association thanking council for a donation to their annual Christmas parade. A letter from Joseph's Storehouse, the Dagsburg Church of God, thanking council for a donation to them. They supply food to needy persons with that money. A letter from the Alzheimer's Association and the Safe Return Program, thanking council for a donation. A letter from the Milton Historical Society, thanking council for a grant. A letter from the Sussex Pregnancy Care Center, thanking council for a grant for their abstinence program. A letter from First Steps Primeros Passos, thanking council for a donation that they use for their temporary classroom. A letter from Ann Gorin, the coordinator for the Sussex Read Aloud program, thanking council for the contribution supporting their program. A letter from the Ford Wagner, director, Easter Seals program, thanking council for a contribution through a grant to them. A letter from the Delaware Humane Association, thanking council for a grant that they use for their free wellness program. A letter from the Milford Senior Center, thanking council for a donation that they will use to provide services. A letter from Bill Jones, thanking council for the efforts of the Sussex County Community Development Program for helping to make improvements to his home. A letter from the Delaware Community Foundation thanking council for a contribution to their First State Bayball Fund. Letter from the Delaware Hospice Organization thanking council for a donation in support of their Festival of Trees program that they did during the Christmas season. A letter from the Western Sussex Martin Luther King Dream Team Committee thanking council for a contribution to their event. A letter from the Laurel Community Foundation thanking council for a donation to help people in the Laurel area find housing for those that are temporarily homeless. Letter from the Lower Delaware Autism Foundation thanking council for contribution to their art show. A letter from the Miss Pillion Rotary Club of Milford thanking council for being a supporter for an event they had. Letter from the Southern Delaware Choral Association thanking council for funding that was provided for complimentary tickets for their spring concerts. Anyone have anything else they would like to have read? You could pass it down.
I'm not sure. Did you say anything about Historical Georgetown Association newsletter?
No, I didn't have that.
I'll pass it down. It's just a year-end newsletter that they handed out telling all their activities. Any other correspondence, any of the other council? Not, we've got Mr. Dave Baker, County Administrator.
Okay, we have several things to report on tonight. First, the land use plan public hearing schedule. Attached is a copy of the public hearing schedule for the 2007 comprehensive plan update. Purpose of these public hearings is to receive input from the public to be considered in the development of the comprehensive plan.
Thank you.
Also attached is a copy of a page from the county's website, which notes the scheduled public hearings as well as provides a means for the public to comment online to the county. An online comment form is also attached, as well as the mailing address for comments. There, as you can see on the news brief, the hearings are scheduled now for January 29th at the Greenwood Fire Hall, January 31st at the Lewis Fire Hall, February 1st at the Seaford Fire Hall, February 6th at the Selbyville Fire Hall, and February 15th at the Bethany Beach Fire Company. So we have five meetings scheduled in each one in each councilmatic district. Mr. Godwin's here tonight. He arranged these meetings, and our land use consultant will be there to receive input from the public. Mr. Godwin and Mr. Lank have especially been busy working on receiving input and forwarding that to our land use consultant. Again, I'd like to thank our IT department for setting up an online comment form so that anyone can make comments and provide input via email to the county. The next item is Johnson's Corner Sewer Boundary Public Hearing. Public hearing has been scheduled on January 27th at 9 a.m. at the Roxana Fire Company to review and solicit public input regarding proposed boundaries for the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. For information, please contact Mr. John Ashman, Director of Utility Billing, at 856-6258. Mr. Ashman will be presenting a report to Council prior to the January 27th public hearing. And then also beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance for a number of projects. First, the Island Potnets Bayside Agreement 335 was granted beneficial acceptance on December 21st. Developers Don Sellers Tunnel Companies LP. The project is located at Potnets Bayside and along next sewer district, consisting of 38 single-family lots. Tunnel Cancer Center Agreement 560 was granted on December 22nd. Developers James Monahan. Projects on Route 24 in the West Rehoboth sewer project, and that it consists of a radiation oncology building. Also, beneficial acceptance was granted to Peninsula Marina Bay Phase 2, Area 1, 2, and 3, which are all in the Long Neck Sewer District. And there's 35 condo units, 12 townhouses, 298 multifamily units, and then 99 condo units and 12 townhouses in these projects. The developer was Larry Goldstein, the Peninsula at Long Neck LLC. And then finally, Canal Villas Agreement 544, beneficial acceptance was granted January 3rd, and developers Louis Capano, Ocean Dunes LLC. And this is in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 10 condo units. And included with this report is a fact sheet on each project. Thank you.
Let me go back just briefly for a clarification. The land use plan public hearing schedule, you have those, and Mr. Godwin, correct me if I'm wrong, these are public, I would call them more public input than public hearings. Our consultant does not have a draft that they will be presenting that night. This is only to get the input from each councilmatic district. And then after all five of these are done, then they will go back and do the draft. So don't come there thinking that we're going to hand you a preliminary draft of the land use plan, because that won't happen. It's a public hearing, but it's a public input is what I would call it, more than a public hearing. So I just wanted to make that clear so there's no misconfusion on that.
Once there is a draft, Mr. President, will they then go back and have some more meetings so people will actually have something to look at?
Yes, they will.
You usually don't get much out of these types of meetings unless there's something for them to talk about.
But right, you're right. But we're hoping to get the people to come in and tell us what they'd like to see changed.
Yeah, I don't see much happening this first go-around. Okay.
I don't either, but, you know, it's some more sort of the procedure you got to go through, I guess, Mr. Cole. Okay. It's now past 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, we're running a little bit behind.